Right now, 447. Let's go out to the phone line and bring on Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff. They're in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber, also in Rouse's Point, New York. Kyle, how are you?
I am good. We're officially dug out, so the snow, the big snow, is gone out of the way. You know, we're still battling all the stuff like everybody else that's blowing all over the place with the high wind, but we're trying to stay ahead of the game.
I imagine you've had a lot of people coming in for shovels, ice melt, salt, et cetera, in the last 24 hours?
Yes. Roof rakes, shovels, salt, sand, all of that stuff has been very popular. Luckily, I worked with Dave out at Sticks and Stuff in Swan, and I got 5-6 extra tons of rock salt towards the end of last week, which is a good thing because I think we sold through about 2 tons just today and then Sunday in the St. Albans location. So it was actually pretty funny. Not the fact that I was shoveling today, but it was funny. I had a plow truck driver who comes in all the time. It wasn't a state plow truck, private guy that does, you know, just roads and driveways and stuff like that. And he came in. I helped him load up some salt and sand in the back of his truck. And as he opened his door, he had Jimmy Buffett cranking, which I thought was just the most ironic thing. So I started talking to him. I said, "Hey, what's up with the, you know, big Jimmy Buffett fan?" He goes, "I'm not a huge Jimmy Buffett fan." He goes, "But I listen to Jimmy Buffett all the time when I plow." The deal with my wife is when I'm out with these long hours plowing, all of the plow money that I get is our vacation money. So she said, "That's how I stay focused."
Hey, you mentioned sand. I was having this conversation with somebody earlier. Does sand do anything to the snow, or does it just give you traction in icy conditions?
So depending on the type of sand that you get, if you can get a darker color sand, I know a lot of people come in the spring and the summer, they actually get bags of our play sand to put it in their garages and let it dry out, since play sand is generally washed, so it's safer for kids to use in their sandboxes. But it's a nice dark brown sand. So once that's dry and they spread it on their driveways, it actually does absorb UV light and heat from the sun and help to melt the snow. But for the most part, people use it just as traction. It does help if it's a sunny day to chew through the ice and the snow. But one of the things that actually works really well, and we do this in my woodworking shop that's at my house, is we save all the wood off. And as long as it doesn't have any nails or screws or staples or anything in it, you spread that outside. That is one of the best ice melters that there is. I just don't suggest it in front of like your door because you can track it in. But I mean, sand does help to melt it, but it is more of a traction.
Anything else we need to know right now, Kyle?
We are excited. Representatives from all of our locations are actually heading out this Wednesday. I believe the majority of them are flying out from Burlington Airport, and they're going to be heading down to New Orleans for a big buying show. So they're all excited. I think there's a couple people heading from each of our locations, so they're going to go down there and see the latest and greatest, the new and the best gadgets, tools, toys, all kinds of stuff. So I'm excited to see when the orders start flowing in from that. So it's a pretty exciting time, especially for them, because they get to go down where it's a little bit warmer.
Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber, also Rouse's Point in New York, at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, I am off next week, so I won't talk to you, but you will talk with Lee, and I'll be back at it again with you in 2 weeks. So be well.
All right, you too. Take care, everybody.
All right.